गोपुरोसम्प्रदायम् साध्याख्यादानप्रज्ञा अस्मिन् भारते संसारं मां त्राहि संन्यासं देहि.
Translation? You can translate it into Tamil?
Yeah.
Need another mic also.
O spiritual master, most knowledgeable in the process and goal of perfecting human life, according to the bona fide sampradaya, please deliver me from the material ocean by granting me the order of sannyasa.
வாழ்க்கையை பக்குவம் அடைவதற்கான பாதையில் மிகவும் தேர்ச்சி பெற்ற ஞானமுடைய ஆன்மீக குருவை நீங்கள் அங்கீகாரம் பெற்ற சம்பிரதாயத்தில் மூலமாக மனித வாழ்க்கையிலிருந்து எனக்கு விடுதலை கொடுங்கள். தயவு செய்து இந்த சம்சார சாகனத்திலிருந்து எனக்கு சந்நியாசம் என்று சந்நியாசத்தை அளித்து என்னை விடுவீங்கள்.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, there was so much crying. Nimai sannyas, but one never had kirtan. Kirtan covers all moods.
Om bho guru bhikshu payogam yoga pathadikam mam grahaya. O spiritual master, please give me the cloth and other items which are characteristics of a sannyasi.
Translation, don't sit, we'll get back to the deities. Translation.
ஓ ஆன்மீக குருவே, ஒரு சன்னியாசிக்கு அடையாளமான ஆடையையும் மற்ற பொருட்களையும் எனக்கு தயவு கூர்ந்து தருவீராக.
Om yadyevam tarhi praisha iti vara trayam pathasva bhadra. O fortunate one, if you so desire this, then say praisha, may the function commence, three times.
Praisha smi, praisha smi, praisha smi.
Yeah, so I have to translate this.
O adishram maidavari,
bhadra.
Adve umarade virpama irindal. மூன்று முறை பிரைஷா என்று சொல்லவும்.
பிரைஷா மீன்ஸ் மே த ஃபங்க்ஷன் கமென்ஸ்.
பிரைஷா அப்படினா இந்த நிகழ்வு தொடர்ந்து நடக்கட்டும் அப்படின்னு அர்த்தம்.
The Guru should then show the candidate how to worship Guru Parampara. This is mixing of the completely new person with So we don't do anything else at any time but to show the disciple how to worship the Guru Prabhupada, to push. Bow to Prabhupada and then to the deities. Full arms, shows full surrender, fully outstretched. That's part of the full dhammas. Shashtanga. Yeah, you have to take this sannyas danda with paratmanishtha. That's prayer we read this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam. Full faith in Krishna within the heart. We do everywhere and go everywhere. We should have an army of sannyasis everywhere, preaching, spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, glorifying the holy name. May Srila Prabhupada be glorified. Ebe Josh Gusha Tribhuvan, may his glory spread all over the three worlds. So, his glories will be established in so many ways. Building this temple is also for the glory of Srila Prabhupada, but the people who will glorify. Even the deities themselves are naturally glorious, but no one will understand the glory without the devotees. All of us who have lived in India and who visit various temples know that the temple may be very beautiful, but it's the people who are there, they make it actually a temple or not a temple. Some of the most beautiful temples in India are Jain temples, but their philosophy is completely bogus. And I've also seen some very beautiful temples of the Lingayat Sampradaya. Do you know Govinda? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're from Lingayat area, is it? So they also make beautiful temples. But it serves no spiritual purpose whatsoever. Even Vaishnava temples, there must be people who are alive with Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was given the name Krishna Chaitanya upon accepting sannyas. He is Krishna consciousness personified. And devotees in his sampradaya who accept sannyas, they should be Krishna consciousness personified, bringing the mercy of the most merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahavadanya Avatar, bring his mercy everywhere. His mercy is not something light, just like here in Tamil Nadu especially, the politicians show their mercy by giving what are called electoral sops. They give people, what is it, all kinds of things, free mixies, free TVs, free cows who all die, laptops, they're giving all kinds. They gave so many cows which couldn't survive the heat because they're all foreign breeds. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, it's not cheap. It's given freely, but it's not cheap. The symptom of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is, visible symptom, the observable symptom is freedom from sense gratification. Someone may or may not have Krishna prema, that can be faked. But freedom from sense gratification, that can't be. Well, one may make elaborate arrangements to do so, but because a sannyasi lives an open life, sannyasi leads an open life, no private life. So he is observably free from sense gratification. So go everywhere, spread the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everywhere means you have that license to do so, but you may also, Srila Prabhupada, some sannyasis he would keep in one place, not go everywhere. They may travel or they may stay in one place. One sannyasi in Vrindavan, he told him, you always travel. That's sannyas life. Another sannyasi, he told him, you stay here all the time. That's your sannyas. Vrindavan, of course, is the spiritual world. So if you stay there, it's not the same as staying in the material place. All right. Yeah, that's another point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas with the aim of going to Vrindavan. But then he was persuaded to not go just now, and for the sake of his devotees, to spend some time. Then he went to Puri. Then he traveled extensively. So you may do that. Sannyasi may live in a holy place, or he may travel extensively and preach. Sannyasis make holy places. Bhagavad-vibha bhagavata tirtha bhuta swayam vipo tirtha ki tirtha kurvanti tirthani svantasthena gadasita. Persons who are tirthas, they make the crossing between the material world and the spiritual world. Such persons, they make the tirthas into tirthas. How the holy places become holy? By the presence of holy persons there who carry Krishna in their heart. Hare Krishna. Sri Madhvacharya is famous by several names. Purna Pragya, one of his names. Actually, it's a name of Krishna, but that quality was invested in him by Krishna, all-knowing. Now, Pragya means not just knowledge in the sense of information, but understanding. So all understand. Another name of his is Ananda Tirtha. Which can be understood in various ways, but it can be understood as he is the crossing place to Ananda, taking us from the material world to the spiritual world. And take this, it's a bit difficult to do. Take the danda, and on behalf of the Purvataraya Mahadhi, the previous acharyas, I offer you this danda and the sannyas name Bhakti Ananda Tirtha.
Bhakti Ananda Tirtha Maharaj ki.
What a sannyasi, Ananda Tirtha, Madhvacharya. And what sannyasis he had in his line also. Uncompromising.
Three times this mantra.
They're all Tirthas. Well, Jayatirtha, who was the prince, and he was in the water, drinking the water.
Yes.
And
he was a...
His guru Akshobhya said, "You're drinking. You're doing. What are you drinking? Just like a
bull,
like an animal." And he thought, "Oh, I was an animal in my last life." So he remembered that he got all that knowledge from Ananda Tirtha. All came back to him. He'd remember, but then he still went and took initiation and training, even though he directly heard from Madhvacharya in a previous life. Tell that to the Ritvik brothers.
Om Shri Krishna Tosha Matri Artham Gopi Bhava Samanvitam Tadharmam Samashritoham. Om Shri Krishna Tosha Matri Artham Gopi Bhava Samanvitam Tadharmam Samashritoham. Om Shri Krishna Tosha Matri Triartham Gopi Bhava Samanvitam Tadharmam Samashitoham.
Translation? And then you can translate it. Either of you, any of you, can translate it also. We have plenty of translators here.
I take complete shelter of sannyasa dharma, which means complete surrender to the Lord in the manner of the gopis for the sole purpose of pleasing Krishna.
Yeah, if you see the Sanskrit, you could, at least in other languages, you could just say practically the Sanskrit.
Sannyasa dharma tu mudumiyaga tanjam kurna. Sannyasa aptam ena bina.
But maybe they didn't start there. Because the idea is that you're supposed to offer the disciple to Krishna. That's the idea. Life is offered to Krishna via the Guru.